You didn't have much scope for after school activities because you had to get the bus.
Yeah.
Because there was no other transport after that bus went up the glen. Later on, I think there was more opportunity for staying behind and taking part in social activities.
But more people had cars.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right,
but in these days, you got on the bus and you went home, and it was the Glenners bus, and that was it.
Right.
You know, whether you're Glenshee or Strathallan. And you really only knew the people you were in the same class as at school. And you didn't really know them outside school.
Right, yeah.
You not unless you made a special friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a friend who stayed in Kettins.
Where's that? Sorry.
Outside Cooper Angus.
Okay, right.
And sometimes I'd spend the weekend with her. But you didn't make many friends because when you went down to secondary school, maybe you were the only person in your class. In the primary school, I was. So when I went down to Blairgowrie, I knew nobody.
Yeah.
We went to a new school, new teachers, knew everything. Mm-hmm. And of course, the other ones who'd been to school before you would tell you terrible things about what you had to do at school when you went to the big school.
Yeah. I think there was more interaction between Kirkmichael school kids and Enoch Dhu school, or Stroloff school kids, than there was between Kirkmichael and Ballantoom.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was, but thinking back on it, it's probably because of the social club.
Yeah, there was
the,
yeah.
What,
did
you do
it,
social club?
Yeah, because they run a lot of things and encourage kids and families from Kirkmichael to go to them.
I think Kirkmichael was possibly the hub, because there was Brownies. Well, they met in Kirkmichael, the guides met in Kirkmichael, and the scouts. It was just more suitable.
Yeah. Well, you were saying before how you were the only one on the bus from your school. So
at my age, there
would from your age, sorry.
The older ones.
You said you didn't really know anyone, so would you have mixed with the kids from... When you were at primary school, would you, the Stroloff kids, have mixed much with the Kirkmichael kids, or did you not really know many?
Not a great deal.
Not really.
No.
So even though it was just, like,
yeah.
Two...
You maybe knew who they were.
Yeah.
But you didn't...
You didn't play with them because
no.
It was 2 miles between you.
Yeah.
We used to play. I don't know about the boys so much, but you played on your bike. You rode around on your bike, and at Enoch Dhu there used to be what was called the dump, which was just
sounds exciting.
Which was just an area with trees where things got dumped.
Okay.
And one of the things we used to do when we were on our bikes was stay on your bike and go down the steep, rutted pathway to the bottom of the dump, and there'd be tree roots growing across and stones and bits, and you went down, and then if you didn't fall off, you went round the bottom and got off slowly and safely.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting when people fell off.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I suppose, like, your only bike in the world going down there. Like,
well, you held on tight and hoped you'd
might
go
keep
right.
It probably to cycle home.
Bikes in those days, you didn't have mountain bikes.
Yeah.
Or
not much
bikes
of a suspension.
You just had a bike, and the bike was used for everything.